For weeks, Connecticut hospitals have been admitting COVID-19 patients, with some facilities caring for a large number of people. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, physicians are now concerned that people are avoiding emergency departments for other serious medical conditions.
On an average day before the pandemic, Dr. Stephen Wolf says the emergency department at St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center in Hartford would be busy with heart attacks, strokes, trauma, common illnesses, and less acute problems. But it's been weeks since emergency rooms saw that level of activity outside of COVID-19 patients.
A lot of the less acute things started to disappear. People were afraid to come to emergency departments. And then we started to see very, very sick people at that time. So the volume went down probably close to 50% of what we normally had, but the patients that we did get were extremely ill.
Wolf says hospitals needed to prepare for a pandemic surge by encouraging people with less serious medical cases to seek outpatient care. But now he and his colleagues worry that fear of the virus means people experiencing things like heart attacks and strokes are more likely to die.
People, unfortunately, were toughing it out at home. And so I don't think we'll ever fully know. But in my mind, there's very little question that people perhaps passed away at home that didn't need to because they didn't seek care earlier, but certainly can understand their fear of COVID.
Wolf says ERs are doing everything they can to eliminate or minimize someone's risk of contracting the virus, and that the risk of dying from a heart attack or stroke without seeking emergency care can be greater. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.